This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Apple had another product launch this week, zippier chips, better, faster MacBooks. You've probably seen the coverage because Apple. In September, though, the company made arguably a more significant move. It discontinued the iPhone Mini, the last of its distinctly small devices on the market. And this is kind of a trend. Gone are the days of the BlackBerry and the flip phone that easily slid into your back pocket. Today, phones are just bigger. And where, oh, where do you suppose all the good small phones have gone? Sean Hollister is a senior editor at The Verge who wrote about his hunt for a small phone. Sean, welcome to the program.
So good to be here.
So you go on this journey for a smaller phone. What did you find?
Well, I went out looking on Google to see if I could find guides to the phone I should buy after my iPhone 13 mini, because I do love the small one-headed phones. And all the guides that I found on the internet were directing me to phones that were not only just a little bit bigger, but much bigger.
So let me just say I'm with you on the whole phone thing. I have average size hands, as you do in this piece, and I have to do that whole one-handed keyboard thing so my thumb can reach and that whole deal. But before we get into the results of your search, why do you think they are so hard to find now?
What I've been told by companies, by carriers, is that people just want bigger phones with big, beautiful screens. But what I've found every time I've gone looking is that consumers were never really given a choice. Mm-hmm. When we migrated away from QWERTY keyboards on phones, you know, to the first iPhones and mm-hmm. Galaxy Nexus phones that made use of touchscreens instead, there wasn't really a time period in there where they said, we're going to bring out a flagship keyboard phone and a flagship touchscreen phone and let consumers choose. They just migrated all the way to the big screen phones. Similarly, with the iPhone mini was just one possibility out of a market of usually much larger phones than that.
Well, so who still is making, in your mind, let me ask you first, what constitutes a good small phone? And then let me ask you who's making them.
The most important thing to know is that screen size is not phone size. If somebody says, I have a 4.7-inch phone to sell you, they mean that the screen is 4.7 inches diagonally, but the actual phone might be a good bit larger than that. Today's standard phone is about 6 inches tall and about 3 inches wide. And so you got to stretch wider, you got to stretch taller. It's just much more difficult to manage in one hand.
So who's making them?
These days, I don't know if anybody's really making them anymore. Sony used to sell a phone called the Xperia Compact. These days, their phones are much bigger than that. Even folding flip phones. I have a Samsung Galaxy Flip right now in front of me. They're smaller to put in your pocket because they fold down into a pocket square when they're closed. But open, they're as big as an iPhone 15 Pro Max. They're as big as the biggest phones out there.
I wonder if you realize that your quest here is a little bit quixotic, right? That it's always going to be bigger is better, and I want more pixels and a bigger screen, and I don't care if I have to use two hands to do it.
Oh, I think I do at this point. That's why back in the physical keyboard days, I was like, I'm going to ride or die with this Droid 4. And I rode and I died. I mean, the phone gave up on me. And so this time I'm not sticking with that. I'm moving on. I've got my Galaxy Flip phone, and we're going to see how it works out.
Well, best of luck to you. Sean Hollister, senior editor at The Verge, talking about phone size. I'm with you, Sean.
Thank you so much for having me.